Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10. Tech Webcast. 9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast. 6. Tech Webcast.
5. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast. 4.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
3.
Tech Webcast.
3.
Tech Webcast.
2.
Tech Webcast.
1.
Tech Webcast.
0. Ignition.
Tech Webcast is sponsored by
a beautiful liftoff, climbing nicely with speed. Roll program initiated.
Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventuative Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventuative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventuative today for your free quote. And we thank Ventuative for supporting Tech Webcast. Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 470, recorded on the 21st of April 2018. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. You can also download the iPhone or Android app, and you can support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Jacob and Daryl, and our guest today is Brad is back. Yes, Brad's back for a short time today. So welcome, Jacob, and welcome, Brad.
Welcome, Daryl. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, good, good. Well, how are you? I'm sure the listeners have all been saying, where's Brad? So,
Been away, mate. Been away, having a break and taking up a doing other stuff at home here and life stuff and
life creeps in sometimes to these sorts of things. So sometimes you've got to get the life things out of the way. But it's good that you're able to pop on we'll have a chat first, and then I'll introduce, of course, my other co-host and Jacob, who's patiently sitting there. But you've been to a record event today.
Yeah, it was good day today, mate. First time ever. I've actually never actually been to one before.
Yep. Excellent.
And unbelievable, mate. The line was crazy.
Yeah, yep. And did you buy anything today, or were you just browsing?
I did.
Oh, you
did? I did buy stuff.
Oh, what did you buy?
Just between us.
Oh, okay.
What did I get? Jay, I can't remember what I got. I got a couple of things. I got a Cypress Hill, Miles Davis record.
Yes.
What else? Rage Against Machine, the live one, which is first time actually on vinyl.
Oh, okay.
And it was pretty good.
So
Record Store Day in Melbourne is awesome.
It was awesome. So you're going to be relaxing this afternoon playing records, I presume.
Yeah, probably.
Or have you already played them?
It's still in the bag, mate.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was always back in the day when I bought vinyl, it was always, you go to the record shop and then you could hardly wait to get home, and I'd hardly get home and rip the, plastic off it and open it up and put it on the stereo, and I'd drive my parents mad for the next week because I'd just keep playing that one record that I just bought.
Exactly.
Dad'd be getting to the stage where he'd be saying, "Do you have to listen to that again?"
I just can't get over the people, mate, in this line. And it's just amazing. Crazy what happened. Go crazy for vinyl today, It's unbelievable,
It's amazing. I mean, I was really unsure when, how long, this sort of
regrowth of vinyl would go, you know, and I wouldn't have been surprised if it sort of died off and it was just a few hardcore people left. But it sounds like there's a lot of people
getting into it. Yeah. Also, there's talk of vinyl HD coming out.
Oh, vinyl high definition.
I don't think that's going to be a good idea, to be honest. But that's going to wreck the whole point of vinyl, the analog sound of it. I don't think it's a good idea.
It will be interesting. Well, I guess unless there's a market for it or something like that, you know, like someone. But you're right. I mean, from listening to everybody else, that like you and other people that we've had on the podcast who been into vinyl and that, yeah, it's the analog nature of it that seems to be the draw card that's bringing people to it. So. Yeah. It sort of looks like a vinyl version of a CD, I presume, if you have a HD version.
We'll just have to see what happens. But
yeah. I mean, there might be a market for it with you know, some people who maybe they like the idea of vinyl, but they want a higher quality sound. In other words, because with vinyl, of course, you know, you do get some imperfections in sound, but that's what a lot of people love.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And also we've got Jacob on. Welcome back to the podcast, Jacob. And by the way, Daryl and Jacob, you guys, great job while I was away.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Each week, appreciate that, mate. And
we've tried to plot on and do some stories. And we had, as I say, a couple of weeks ago, we had a really good interview with Mike Elgin. That was fabulous. I mean, Mike's and again, too, after we did the podcast and everything, I popped onto Google Plus, as I often say, I'm still on Google Plus, and shared it out. And Mike got back to me on Google Plus and said that he'd really enjoyed being on the podcast. So that was
okay.
So that was good. That was good. And he was very good. But now we've been shooting the breeze, Jake. But I've been a few news stories, a few things that are happening in the tech world. That's interested. So I'm sure you've been, even though you haven't been on the podcast,
I've been keeping up with what's going on. I'm always in the loop with the technology stuff. But Darryl, what's your view on the new iPhone Red and the new iPad that you announced a while back?
I think it's a cheaper iPad. I think the cheaper iPad is going to, it'll grab a certain amount of the market. I think Apple are they're really trying to get into the education market. Because they're adding some of these education apps and various other things they're building for to grab that. You know, the schools, particularly in the US, where you have the school districts, and the schools buy the devices and things, or they get their students to buy them. So they're trying to get into that market where they can, a school will say, we'll buy several hundred iPads, rather than a lot of that's where Google's been getting into it with the Chromebooks, because the Chromebooks are very cheap laptops, and parents only got limited budgets for their kids, and so they're cheap laptops. They just run off the internet, off Chrome, and off the internet. And so I think Apple's trying to sort of break into that, but by selling the iPad at its normal price, there's no way that a lot of kids and a lot of parents could afford it. So I think that's why they're bringing in this sort of but they're doing it for education, and they're saying an education rather than just saying, we're doing a cheaper iPad.
All right, let's go to Jacob. Yep. Jacob, welcome back to the podcast, mate. Good to have you back on. Been talking to you during the week about some this is a new Alexa thing that's been going around.
Yeah, Alexa Blueprint. But before I get to that, I wanted to say something about the new iPad and the new iPhone. Well, isn't it like cherry red?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. It's the color of love.
Love.
I've never actually seen one yet, but I will check one out during the week. Maybe having a go to the Apple Store.
So is it going to be priced higher than a just going to be the normal?
I'm thinking it may be the same price as the normal iPhone.
Yeah, I presume 8. It have to be. Yeah, I presume it have to be. Otherwise, because I don't know whether making it that red is any harder on their manufacturing process. Because sometimes certain colors can be difficult to make. On devices and things, and so I don't think that red one would be too hard for them to make. So I presume they keep it at the same price.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But,
go ahead, Jacob. Yep.
Oh, I was wanting to say my piece about the iPad.
Yep.
Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, I like the look of the new iPad. It's a 9.7. And for the people that are listening, if you have the iPod, the old iPad 9.7, the case will be able to work on it just fine. And I like the pencil and the new crayon, where it allows you to draw and actually write.
I think the new iPad is more geared towards the people that's in schools and stuff, right?
The educate. I mean, I listened to a little bit of that when they were doing the announcement, and yeah, it was really focused at schools and education. Although I'm sure they'll sell it to anybody. I mean, they're not going to say no, you can't buy it. But yeah, and they also on the same thing, they had a couple of apps that they're developing for schools. So that, you know, for example, a teacher might have an iPad and all the students have got, and the teacher can look at what the students are doing on their particular iPads and engage with them. So there's these education, almost online e-learning education style apps that Apple have put together. So they're wanting to get schools not only buying the iPads, but also using so they've got to produce apps. There's no point just having an iPad and saying, here's an iPad, use it for education. So they're putting these apps together. But yeah, I'm sure if anyone's on the lookout for an iPad, like an iPad Pro style, you know, the 9.7 inch, which is the one I've got, which I really love. Yeah, I would grab one of those because the price is really nice.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. What else has been happening? Daryl, anything else caught your eye during the week? Or Jacob, what's been happening? How's your week been, by the way? We wouldn't ask him said that for
yeah,
a while.
No, yeah, Jacob, yeah, how's your week been? How's in Florida?
Yeah, how's your week been?
It's okay, since I had, other than I had that little mishap before the podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, anyway, hopefully that's out of the way, and so you're feeling yeah. good. And so, yep, and no storms, no bad weather, no anything down there in the wilds of Florida. Still cold, or is it? Or are you starting feeling? You're still starting. Yeah, I was watching. I watched some, you know, like YouTube videos, and I watch a guy. He does video vlogs, and he's from Canada, and he was still complaining about how cold Canada is. You know, and it's the middle of April, and he's scratching, you know, frost and snow and stuff off his vehicle on his videos, and saying, "Well, when's spring gonna start?"
Well,
so
just a quick thing I just want to talk about real quick, Darryl. Have you heard of a website called Groupon?
I've heard of it, yeah. Where you can I'm trying to think now. I remembered it was big a couple of years ago. There, Groupon was, and you get. Not tokens, but you get things for products. I'm trying to think of the actual name. I'd heard of it. Like, it was really big a couple of years ago. I remember Leo Laporte and people on his series of podcasts talking about Groupon, and you can get discount codes and discounts for products. Yes. That's what it was. That's what I was trying to get the word out, discounts.
So, yeah, I've actually purchased my first ever wireless charging pad for my iPhone 8.
Yep.
So it's not really wireless. You're still using a cable. You got the cable running from the wireless pad into your Mac.
Yep.
But I suppose you're not really using a cable from your phone, are you?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the cable. It's the thing that you can just, you know, you just sit your phone on the pad and she charges. So do you have to take it? Have you got your iPhone in a cover like a
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, so and it works fine.
It works fine through the cover, so there's no issue of having to sort of, you know, take it out of the cover. No. I guess, man, it means because I know you. Well, you know yourself that if you have an iPhone sometimes long enough and you're pulling the cable in and out and in and out and in and out, you eventually sometimes break the cable or fracture the cable, and she doesn't charge properly, or it's beeping all the time saying it's not quite charging properly.
The thing is, though, for me, I personally find that using the cable. More faster than the wireless pad.
Faster and actually charging?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I guess, you know, whether you whether they, you know, big enough and you have these, you know, one charging station. That's what I like. Where I just like plug in the iPad, plug in the iPhone, and just away. You know, I've got two plugs, and I just, you know, I've got them on the bedside table, and I just have the iPad sitting there charging overnight, and have the iPhone sitting there charging overnight. Although my iPhone 6 is starting to sort of, I've had battery issues with it for a while. Well, more I think the battery meter than the battery itself. Although Apple keeps telling me on the app that my battery is not that good on the iPhone. So I will, but anyway, look, I've got one of those spare batteries, you know, battery chargers that you can buy that you can just plug straight into an iPhone and charge it up on the go. If the battery suddenly goes on it, I just do that. So I take that with me to work and just have it in the drawer. And if the phone looks a bit funny, if the battery's looking a bit funny, I just give it an extra bit of juice.
Cool, cool. So this is episode 480, right, Darryl?
I know, 470.
470? I thought it was 480. I thought we were up to 479 was last week.
No, 469 was last week, wasn't it?
No, 479.
Have we jumped a hold on? Let me look here. Let me have a look. I'm going.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Hang on.
Because I'm sure I changed it from 469 to 470.
469 was last week.
Yeah, 470 is this today. Yeah, 470.
Today. Yeah, 470. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so we're at 470.
Because otherwise, I've announced, if that's chaos, on the very beginning of the podcast, I've announced the wrong episode.
We're at 470, so
thirty to go to get to 500. I was actually mentioning that to Jacob, off air. Last week when we were sort of setting up and, you know, we were getting ready to start the show and we were just chit-chatting, and I said, oh, it's, you know, we're working out, you know, when we get sort of, you know, 30 episodes or so and we'd be at 500, and then, you know, so that'll be a bumper episode, I'm sure. But we don't want to get there too early, because that means I'm 30 weeks older. So I don't want the weeks to travel that fast, but I do want to, I am looking forward to episode 500.
How many months? Like 2 months?
Yeah, depending on if we, so 30 weeks, well, there's 52 weeks in a year if you did a podcast every week and didn't miss a week. So it's 52 weeks in a year. So you're a bit over half, you know, 30 weeks, you're over half a year away. That's if you don't miss an episode. So probably, you know, the middle of next year, half a year away. Sort of, you might be sort of early next year, perhaps. We'll be sort of, you know, knocking on the door of episode number 500.
500 episodes.
Yes, that's a lot. That's a big number.
Thanks to the Patreon. We need some more Patreons.
We do. Yeah, we can always do some Patreons. So if people are out there are, you know, dedicated listeners, and we thank you very much for, you know, downloading and listening to Tech Webcast. But if you're a dedicated listener and you've got, you know, a bit of spare change in your pocket on a weekly basis, well, why waste it on coffee and things like that? It's not good for you. So the better idea to save your health is to donate maybe $1 or $2 a week, easy, to us via Patreon, patreon.com/techwebcast. And, it, you know, you can do as little as $1 a month.
Well, we can give you a shout out if you're a business or whatever. Exactly. If you want a shout out or an app website, let us know. We can do that for you.
So no problem. If we can get enough patrons, you know, like if we can get enough patrons on board, then we can look at, you know, maybe patron only things, something that we can do just for patrons, those sorts of things. But we just need to get enough so to be able to do that. But if you're, you know, a podcast listener and you listen to other podcasts or other, you know, video casts rather than, because Patreon's very popular now. A lot of people are out there saying, you know, use Patreon. And quite often they'll have, you know, extra things for their Patreon subscribers. So they might do maybe an extra episode, or they might do or something like that. So if we can get some more patrons on board, we can certainly look at doing some patron-only stuff, I'm sure. which is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, shout out to Ash from, what's that?
Yes.
Kuda, what's it called, Jacob? Yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Caillou.
Now,
Ash paid for an audio. Ah, yes, so, we'll do that. So that's where Jacob and I have been sort of each week have been chatting about Ash's website and about – so apparently because, you know, I'm not as into vinyl as you and Jacob are, but apparently he's got a lot of accessories if you're into vinyl.
He does indeed. It's awesome. Check it out. It's very cheap, good prices.
Yep.
I might even ask him for a discount code if anyone if anyone listens to this episode,
I'll
try and get them a discount code. Well, some vinyl.
And if you happen to sign up the Patreon, you never know if Brad can get a discount code. He might make it available to one of our Patreon subscribers to jump in and grab. You know, it might be so anyway. But those are some of the things we can look at doing for anyone who wants to support us via Patreon.
Exactly. And, Jake, what's the URL for that, mate?
Patreon.com/techwebcast.
Cool banana.
And what's the URL for the other website?
Caillou.co.
There you go.
Caillou.co. So go and give them a bit of love. And especially if you're into vinyl in any way, they've got so many accessories for your... for vinyl, if you're a record player or for your records or anything like that, go and give the website a look. And apparently, I've been told the prices are very competitive and
very
so that's excellent. So we thank Ash for supporting Tech Webcast.
We might even get him on an episode one day.
About his business, because I mean we've talked a lot up to people who play vinyl and who love vinyl and but it's nice to be talked to someone who actually has a business with the other things, if you like, the accessories that you can get for your vinyl.
Exactly. Now, how long have we recorded the podcast for now, Darryl?
How long has it been going on? To let me just get my. It's been going for 22 minutes.
Let's go to about 30 minutes and then we'll wrap it up.
No problem. We can go for 30 minutes and
Jacob, have you come across anything else you want to talk about, mate, before we wrap the podcast up for this week?
Just Alexa.
Yep.
Hey, Alexa, have you tried it out? Well, can you tell us about it? Can you give us a demo at all or not?
I cannot do a demo because it requires your account to be a developer account.
Oh, does it really? Shit. Okay, that sucks. Well, I want to try it out one day. It's not here in Australia at the moment.
It's developer's not free.
Okay. Also, Darryl, on Amazon, have you been using Amazon at all?
I haven't. I haven't in recent times. But not for any particular reasons. I haven't had anything really that I've been looking to get. I tend to use Amazon when I'm, I need to buy something. And what I'll do is I'll use Amazon. Sometimes I'll just use it so that if it's something that I don't want to forget what the part number is or what the part, what the bit, what the product is, I'll save it on my Amazon and use Amazon as a bit of a sort of a, where I can, save things. But no, I haven't really. Because I've been doing a bit of photography, I've mainly, not that I've had my camera and all that, but I haven't, because really, I don't think Amazon, well, I looked on Amazon Australia and its prices to, say, photographic gear are not really that much different than, say, a place like Ted's Camera House or JB Hi-Fi or any of the other sort of places that sell camera gear. Like this is the Australian one, and I haven't looked on the US site because quite often, which is always the case, you might find something quite a bit cheaper, but then you look at it and it's not shipped to Australia. So, Amazon, I think in Australia, is quietly, moving along. It's not going gangbusters, but it's quietly, I think, which I always thought it was going to. I was never of the opinion that when everybody was saying, it's going to kill all retail in Australia, it's going to murder, all the shops, that it'll just be Amazon and nothing else. I never felt that way. I thought Amazon would be a slow process for Amazon to to get where it has, where it's going to get. So, but what about yourself? You've been looking at the Australian side?
Yeah, I've actually been using it a lot. And the at the moment, they've got deals at the moment with vinyl where you can buy one, get one free. I've been killing that, mate. Oh,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So is Dean from Mars Handbag. He's been using that as well. He's spent a lot of money on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
You know, vinyl, you know, it's good. There's some good deals on there and on Amazon. And I just wish Amazon Prime will come on there soon. And
yes. Well, look, I actually talking about Amazon Prime, I know that it's the other day, Jeff Bezos, who's the CEO, owner, founder, whatever you want to call it, of Amazon. Because there'd always been speculation how many Amazon Prime users were there in the US. Well, he announced that there are 100 million Amazon Prime users in the US. So he actually, because there'd been speculation for years that, the tech blogs have been saying, and so it's one of the, of subscription-based services, it's one of the largest now in the US, like with 100 million subscribers. So, it's obviously very popular in the US, and I think quite a few people, maybe in Australia, are waiting for Amazon Prime to come to Australia, and then I think you'll find Amazon will get a bit more of a kick along.
Yeah, definitely.
But no,
definitely.
That's good. I actually must go back and have a look, because I only looked a few weeks ago just out of curiosity for camera gear. Not that I was actually going to buy anything, but at that stage I was just looking and saying, well, what are their camera gear, like lenses and things, compared to other prices. And at that, for that particular thing, there wasn't a lot of difference between them and. But a lot of things, it might be product based. So obviously, you're getting good deals with vinyl on Amazon, but they may not be able to do quite the sort of deals like that for things like, you know, camera lenses and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's to do with to draw more people into getting into vinyl, I think. And
it's the whole thing, you know. If you get in and you've got to get a record player, and then you've got to get other things, and so it draws you in. So you get that and then that's why our sponsor Ash, has got the website set up with all the other things you can buy, because as soon as you get in, it's like photography. As soon as you get into photography and you've got a camera, well, you need to have a lens for it. And then you think later, I need a tripod. I want to take those, still shots. I don't want any movement. And so you get a tripod, and then sometimes you need a filter for the lens. And it's sort of so that can get you into something like that. All of a sudden, you've got your hand in your pocket all the time if you're not careful.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, that's about it, hey?
That was a good sharp show. It was a good sharp show, a good sharp episode today of Tech Webcast. And it was good to have you back, Brad. It was good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, and it's good, because I know, I'm sure quite a few of the listeners out there have been sort of thinking, oh, where's Brad, because you get used to, particularly those listeners that have been listening to you way back in the early episodes, they get used to, you get used to someone's voice, and when that voice is not there for a longer period, it's like, oh, where is he, sort of thing. So it's good to have you back, and it's good to have Jacob, and who's been my cohort and has been helping me run the podcast, and we've been having some interesting and good chats during podcasts on technology and all the rest of it. And so Jacob's been really contributing to it all.
Yes, Jacob, are you happy now?
Daryl.
No problem. And so that's excellent. So does anybody else have anything exciting they want to sort of it's our whose birthday is the next week, Brett?
I think it's Jacob's.
Is it Jacob's?
No, I'm saying yours.
There's two birthdays next week. So so if you're if anyone's out there wants to buy, Brad and I an iPhone Red, or obviously already got an iPhone Red, but anyone wants to buy his iPhone Reds or cameras or anything else like that, you can find our contact details on techwebcast.info, and you can send, like, I was looking at all those big YouTubers that have millions of subscribers, like Casey Neistat and all the rest of them, and they have their unboxings where people send them stuff and they have like rooms full of stuff. And they're unboxing.
Send me anything.
Yeah, and I was looking at it thinking,
guys, anyone, if anyone out there wants to send in anything, let me know. Yeah. I can send you my PO box address.
Yeah. I mean, Casey Neistat has 9.1.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to donate money to us, yeah. I can give you my PayPal.
Casey Neistat has 9.2 million subscribers, but hey, you know. Yeah. And Peter McKinnon, I think he's another guy, you know, like I follow him as a photographer and all. He's got about 1.2 million. And he was the guy the Canadian, really, and I always recommend his channel. If you're wanting to look at a channel, even if you're not into still photography, you want to look into a channel of a guy who's just a brilliant cinematographer and does wonderful sort of like short videos, you know, 15, 20 minutes. I'd recommend, not that he needs me to recommend him because he's got over a million subscribers, but Peter McKinnon. He's a really nice Canadian. He's a Canadian and he just makes visually stunning videos, you know, with slow-mo and all the rest of it, all that, these B-roll, like with the slow motion and all the rest of it. So that's my plug for the end of the show. If you're really looking for just to chill and watch his videos, you don't have to be interested in cameras or photography at all. But, yeah, Peter McKinnon would be my tip for the week.
All right, good stuff, Daryl. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz on a tech webcast. And what about you? Where can they get hold of you, Daryl?
They can get me at the Twitters at Learnscape. And I am posting more on Google Plus now. I'm putting more images and stuff on Google Plus, so you can find me at Plus Daryl Hunt. And of course, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, Snapchat.
You still use MySpace?
Nah. I presume I've still got it. Well, I probably don't have an account at MySpace anymore. I know it got sold several times over, so I don't. But I did once upon a time have an account at MySpace many, many moons ago. A very ugly looking site because they allowed you to, you know.
Talking on social media, what? Just a real quick reply, Daryl. What's your opinion on Mark Zuckerberg with his Facebook stuff? Just real quick.
Facebook. Yeah, look, it's really interesting. As I posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, if you're a Facebook user, you've got to get out of the habit of thinking you are Mark Zuckerberg's client. You're not his client.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg's client is his advertisers. You are the cattle. You are the eyeballs. You are the people that Mark Zuckerberg wants to get to his advertisers. If you think of it that way, then and also if you're on a Facebook and you don't want someone to know something, don't post it on Facebook. Exactly. And just be aware of your privacy and check your privacy settings on Facebook. And presume that things that you post everybody will know about. If you presume that, then you won't get as burnt. So if you've got something you think's really don't post it on Facebook. You know, if you're just sending it to your friends or to our friend, just presume everyone has the opportunity of seeing it. And if it's something you don't want someone to see, then use other means to get that to them because, you'll get burnt. And that's that's for all social media.
Definitely. Jake, where can they get hold of you on social networks, mate? Where can they get hold of you?
Jazzbot 32669.
Onesie.
And you didn't say tech webcast this time.
Yep.
And a tech
webcast. There you go. Get him on tech webcast.
Where all good podcasts can be found.
Exactly. And also shout out to Jacob brought this to my attention the other day. Aussie Techhead's now rebroadcasting tech webcast now.
Oh, apparently great. Excellent. That's excellent. Thanks to Aussie Tech Heads. Thanks to Aussie Tech Heads for rebroadcasting Tech Webcast. We appreciate that. And that's the other thing, actually, before we go nowhere. If you're looking, you think, I can't really afford Patreon or whatever. If you see Tech Webcast on Facebook, share it out amongst your friends and family and all that sort of stuff. That's just almost as valuable because, you know, the more people that know about Tech Webcast, hopefully the more people that will subscribe and enjoy listening to it. So if you see
You know what we should do one day, Daryl, is we do like a paid, like do an episode just for Patreon listeners.
Well, that's something that, you know, I think, you know, if you're out there thinking, well, why should I bother, you know, I get the podcast free, why should I, you know, well, A, it helps us because, you know, there are associated bills for podcasters. But also, the whole idea of Patreon is you build up a base of Patreon subscribers and then you can actually do some extra things for them. Whether we do an extra episode for Patreon or some extra content that only Patreon, you know, people can see. But don't forget that the Tech Webcast itself will always be free. We won't take that away from free subscribers, but it's just extra content or extra things that we can deliver for our Patreon.
I just thought of something where we can actually do a video episode where we can like just do a video episode. And I know for a fact, Jake can say this, back me up as well. I don't know for a fact people have said to us, why don't you do a video episode? And me being on camera.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
if you want to pay to see me on Patreon.
I mean, the only reason, I know we're sort of stretching, but the only reason I haven't sort of thought about, you know, a video podcast is purely my internet here is is one. I mean, I'm almost at the stage that the NBN is available where I live. It's within apparently, you know, weeks of people being able to start hooking up. But yeah, I just haven't had the bandwidth, particularly the upload speed, to stream anything. Like I always thought, oh, would it be great to stream something on, you know, Facebook, you know, the Facebook streaming, you know, Facebook Live. But when I've done it through my Wi-Fi, it's just been blocky, and it's just been, you know, I have to do it on sort of 4G, and that gets very costly. You chew up your bandwidth very quickly on 4, you know, your bandwidth allowance on 4G. So that's why I haven't done it. But it's a great idea. I mean, you know, why not do a if we can get us to do a video podcast, then you can see what we all look like.
Exactly, and that should be down for Patreon only.
Yeah, that should be. Or if you don't,
so if listeners out there do want that, let us know. I'm keen to if that means get more money into the Patreon, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I'd be happy to do a video podcast episode just to try it out.
What about you? What do you think of that? What's your view on that? Just real quick, we need to wrap the podcast up.
Who?
Jacob.
Jacob. Yep.
Jacob, hello,
pretty well.
Yeah. Maybe we can get your mum involved as well.
Okay, whatever.
No,
all right, Daryl, it's all you, mate.
Yeah, no worries. So it's been a
great... I shall leave you to end the podcast on whatever you guys do.
Yep, no worries. So it's been a great episode, episode 470. It was great to have Brad back on the podcast and to shoot the breeze with some tech and some talk and some Patreon stuff. So from all of us here at Tech Webcast, we look forward to you listening to episode 471, which will be on next Saturday. So bye for
and
now.
And send Jake a free iPhone.
And send Jacob a free iPhone. Or send me a free iPhone, really. What did Jacob want?
Yeah, me too.
Yes. That's it. We're out of here. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at TechWebcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
TechWebcast. 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 TechWebcast.
Minus 10.
TechWebcast.
9.
TechWebcast.
8.
TechWebcast.
7.
TechWebcast.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.